What were the docks like in those days?
Oh, busy. You couldn't go in the docks. Not as far. It's history now. But one or two of us, around about 6 o'clock in the morning, used to nip out with our fishing rods and go down fishing in the canal. And the boats were docked in there. Used to bring all sorts of Dutch, Swedish. It was all the. I think they called them coasters. They used to hug the coast and they come round from a lot of them, well, from Scandinavia, and that is one heck of a way to come, just to drop something off. But I think in them days, because Gloucester was a working dock, with all the flour mills, you could walk around some of it, but in the actual dock area, I think there was gatekeepers, put it like that, not security guard. There was gatekeepers, and if you I think you had to have a note to say that you had business in the docks. Look, in 1968, I moved from Coneyhill and I lived in Midland Road, which is only a few hundred yards away. And that's when I suppose I realised what Fielding and Platts was. Because there was a fish and chips, there's newsagents, greengrocers, free pubs. And, it was... Oh, and a big co-op as well. And although it was a workplace, it was also a shopping centre. Because you didn't have to get I used to do my shopping in town, but I mean, if I wanted to pick up my vegetable, I just nipped across the road to Dawes on my way home and got it from there. You know, it was the daily paper, the chip shop. Must have loved Fielding and Platts, the Wagon Works, Borland's. I mean, the people they used to. I think there was 15 to 20 orders a night of fish and chips going to the fish and chip shop. And I forget the name of the news agents, but I mean, everybody, we got our daily paper there. You know, I mean, it was. It really was, and at times we used to say, "Okay, we're going. Well, everybody out. We're going to have a drink over the new pilot or in the Hawley's Arms." Look, and it was. It really was. It's hard to explain it really, because I mean, used to go into the railway, which was a pub just over the railway lines. And I forget the landlord's name, but he was a good bloke. He said, "I'll let you feel it. Yeah, used to give you a free drink now and again." That's because of the custom that used to be brought to these places. But nowadays, when I look at the keys now, I thought, "Well, I know what I'd rather have," and it ain't that shop.